Of course, it was a terrifying leap of faith to trust my instincts. I would be giving up the plush corner office, the corporate perks, healthcare coverage, the 401k matching program, etc. How would I live without these things? I'll never forget telling my wife, Julie, about my decision to leave the corporate world. Her response to me was revealing. "Well," she said, "I was wondering how long it would take you." With that kind of support and encouragement, there was no turning back. It's been a wild ride ever since. I've been able to travel the globe, often taking Julie and our two great kids along for the ride. We've seen some of the most exotic places on Earth and met some of the most remarkable people along the way. I've participated in hundreds of marathons and ultramarathons in just about every imaginable setting, from the blazing summertime heat of Death Valley to the frigid cold of the South Pole. Life's become an amazing adventure, and it just keeps getting better every day. I've come to believe that enthusiasm flows from doing what you're passionate about. It's so exciting to see people learn about my story and watch them get excited too. Never in my wildest dreams could I have imagined making Time Magazine's Top 100 Most Influential People in the World list. But there was my name, at number 27 no less. What this illustrated to me was that my message of following your heart and living life with passion and purpose resonated strongly with a lot of people. I share my personal story with you not to be boastful, but to provide you with the conviction that you too can steer your life in any direction you so desire. Sometimes all it takes is that spark of inspiration to ignite a burning passion within. Which brings me back to Chicken Soup for the Soul, Runners. In this book, you'll find a wide collection of authors, from elite Olympians to casual joggers, all with the same intention, to provide you with a ray of hope that life can indeed be a fantastic and fulfilling journey. There's something undeniably empowering about reading stories of others who have brushed aside their fears and taken great risks to be all that they can be. To read firsthand about the trials, tribulations, hardships, and setbacks others have faced is emotionally rousing. To see the grit, determination, and perseverance they have displayed in pursuing their dreams is deeply stirring. These amazing stories provide, dare I say it, nourishment for the soul. If reading this book motivates you to lace up your running shoes and head out the door, I say go with it. My hope is that Chicken Soup for the Soul, Runners, will inspire you to be the very best that you can be, whether you run great distances, modest distances, or not at all. A life worth living is meant to be an impassioned journey, one in which we continue to explore, learn, and expand our potential each and every day. I encourage you to find your edge and then take a step beyond it. This stride into the unknown is where true discovery begins. I wish you the very best of luck on your journey. With that said, I'm off for a run. Catch you down the road. Dean. A Step at a Time. Finding inspiration in each other. The best angle from which to approach any problem is the triangle. Author unknown. I took a long, hard look in the mirror at age 31 and faced a harsh reality. I definitely was not the same person I had been 10 years earlier. The subtle changes that had occurred gradually over the years suddenly seemed drastic, and the numbers on the bathroom scale emphasized my physical decline. In 1980, while on work furlough during an economic downturn, I used the time off to catch up on projects around the house. One day, I was painting my garage when I noticed a woman running past. She was obese and was wearing a bulky gray sweatsuit, which reminded me of the one Rocky wore while getting in shape for his big fight in the first movie. The next time the woman ran past my house, I glanced at my watch and then kept an eye out for her return. To my amazement, she jogged by nearly 90 minutes later. I thought she must be in better shape than she looked. This woman's determination made a lasting impression on me. Another nudge was provided by an article in a health magazine, which said the lifestyle you settle into in your 30s is how you'll most likely live out the remainder of your life. For me, that was a scary prospect. At the time, I was a parent volunteer at my daughter's elementary school.